Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
You might have heard this before. Somebody says to you, why are you being so negative? Why do you have to be so negative about that? Well, maybe that's in your DNA. Maybe you're dealing with emotions right now. Maybe they are negative emotions, and it's kind of holding you back from positive relationships or positive outcomes, even with your job professionally. We're going to dig into that today with an ancient wisdom energy healer. She's also a transitions coach, a ceremonialist, and does so much more to help people all over. Andrea Dragonfly is back. Andrea, how you doing?
Hi, Steve. I'm doing well. Thank you.
It's great to have you back. And yeah, the negative emotions kind of drive a lot of us. Well, how would you define negative emotions?
Well, negative emotion is really just a mindset that we've developed over time based on our life experiences. And so it's something that really kind of has been with like the slow culmination of one's life events where we just kind of get stuck into the expression of, hey, you know what? Life has been difficult for me. I've had, you know, obstacles my whole life. It's been challenging, you know, and it becomes a mindset. And so, again, you know, emotions and mindset really work with each other. And so when we're dealing with emotions, we're dealing with, the kind of outward energetic of how we're feeling within our mindset. These, you know, come from just, like I said, our life experiences. It's really our lens on life, you know, what has happened to us throughout our lives that, you know, a person can just develop kind of that curmudgeon-y kind of like energy and always kind of pessimistic and always kind of see the glass, you know, half empty, you know. And yeah. And so, you know, looking at a person's life story and how they have perceived the events of their lives is really what I do within my energy healing and coaching. And so we kind of like look at the past story, you know, what happened in the childhood, what is the life traumas that happened, where are significant areas of disappointment that, you know, a person can really be like, oh my God, when I was 9, this happened, or when I was 24, this happened. And it really kind of tainted the way I see my ability to, you know, create the possibilities that I know exist, you know? And so so they kind of just fall into this place that they become more at the effect of life, you know, feeling like life is driving them instead of them driving life, which is really interesting because that also just kind of leads to the different conversations between fate versus destiny, you know. And one of my teachers, Alberto Villadolo, who's a shamanic teacher, lives down in Chile, beautiful man, he does the light body school. He, you know, talks about how everybody has a fate, but not everybody has a destiny. And this is where we look at, you know, are we letting life drive us forward, or are we taking the time to look at what is really important in our lives and what do we really want for ourselves to be able to shift that energy and move ourselves in a different direction?
Can we center on that for a second, Andrea? So you just said the difference between fate and destiny, and how do we know which is which in when we're talking about negative emotions or things that that we're dealing with?
Yes, that's a great question. When we recognize that we have the power to shift our situation towards the energy that we want our life to go, and we be in action towards that, that is when we step on to a different path of destiny. When we are in a situation, you know, when we're living life and we're just like, oh, this is just life. This is just how it is. This is how it was for my parents and my grandparents. You know, we were always, you know, so this is also where we can look at the ancestral karma we talked about a few different sessions ago. You know, my family's always had this. I'm always going to have this, right? And so if we just try to shrug our shoulders and say, it's just the way that it is, then that is living in fate. It's like, okay, well, fate's going to take you, and it's going to give you a bunch of different kinds of experiences, and it's going to test you on how you do at them. And if you just kind of, you know, throw your hands up in the air and say, well, that's just how it is, then it's kind of a disempowering place to be.
Aren't you just, what's the best description for that? Just throwing in the towel, just saying, yeah, that's the way it's going to be. That's the way it always was. And that's that. And is that a bad thing just to accept it or think that, you know, some things I can change that one, you know, I can change that. I'm curious like how that would go, because you can many times often change your fate.
Exactly. Absolutely. And that's when it becomes our destiny, right? We want to change the flow of the energy going in this direction. We want to kind of like, you know, there's something what's called the momentum tunnel. It's where you can look down your life and see how it's exactly going to go into the day you die. And for some people, that is very safe. It's very comfortable. It's very much what they want. And that's beautiful. There's nothing wrong with that. Because what we want to do is we want to feel great about our lives. And everybody's going to have a different perspective of what that is for them. Some people are like, oh my God, you know, I'm 45 years old and I can look down to the end of my life and know it's just going to be this way. And I want something more from myself. So this is where we then work on, well, what is really living inside of you? That's kind of that soul. We talked about soul in one of the very earlier sessions podcast that we had about it's our navigation device that takes us to the higher level of joy, of happiness, of our life experience. And so if you're not living a life that's filled with joy and happiness, then we need to figure out how to shift the fate train and put you on a new track of destiny. You know?
Mm.
So looking back, you know, and so when a person is at the effect of their life, you know, and just kind of living through and has more of this negative mindset, negative emotions, they're quick to react. You know, there's a difference between reaction and response. A reaction is an immediate trigger of kind of these, kind of just to call them shadow aspects. So it's that fight within us, that way that we defend ourselves or protect ourselves, right? So it can be sometimes very, you know, defensive. It can be sometimes angry. It can be violent. It can be many things. And so, you know, how a person reacts is just a trigger based on what's kind of the energy bubbling up inside of them that makes them have this, you know, this reactive, you know, energy. But a response is the ability to take, you know, the situation and really be like, okay, this is where I'm at. And, or somebody just said this to me, and that my first, you know, inclination is to react, but I'm going to sit with that for a second and think about this. And that thing can really be just like seconds before a person then responds. It's about kind of bringing your consciousness in. Again, so reaction is, you know, having an unconscious response, and then responding is having a conscious response of how you want that to go. And when we live in these energies, if a person's at the effect of their life and they're in that space, you know, again, I say this a few different times throughout our times together, Steve, is that, you know, like energy attracts like energy. And so if we're emitting this lower vibrational energy that life is unfair, that I'm always going to get the short end of the stick, or nobody's going to hear what I have to say, or whatever the story is, you know, then that's what you are going to actually get back. And yes, it kind of perpetuates the energetic flow. So when we stop to think about, hey, I want to change this. I want something better. I want to be able to be in control of my joy and happiness. I don't want to have people affect me in those ways. I want to be able to kind of create my forward version so that life is far more beautiful than what I'm actually currently experiencing. Then this is where we can look in the energy field. We can find where these energies exist, and we can release those energies, and we can work with that, and we begin to work with a whole new energetic. And part of that energetic is also where we are training ourselves to look at the multiple perspectives available. So there's something also called, like, we can look at life through tunnel vision. Many people do. It's very tunnel vision. This is, you know, this is how I see the world. There's only two choices, this and that one, or something, three choices. But then we can start to look at prism vision, where everything begins to open up, and we get to see that there are far more choices to how we want to see any given situation or whatever kind of choice we need to make. Oftentimes, we are reacting in our wounds of life. You know, again, I said, you know, childhood wounds, life wounds, whatever, that says it's always going to be this way. I'm always going to get that short end of the stick. But when we begin to see the scenario and we start to train our minds to see many different opportunities that are available, then we slowly begin to shift our energy into these places of possibility. We can move into the potential that, hey, I don't have to have this life that's kind of like, you know, doesn't make me want to get up and go to work the next day when I feel like I'm dragging through it because I don't feel like I have possibilities in my life to really have what I truly want. And everybody wants something very uniquely their own, which is going to be different for every human being.
So how do we get past that? You know, what if we're just stuck in a proverbial rut and we have those negative emotions? Maybe there's something that happened when we were a kid and we're hanging on to it. What's the way to release that so you can move forward and look at things in a more positive way?
Absolutely. So what we, you know, what I do is, of course, what I do for every person is just to definitely a unique, it's really just working with their own unique stories, of course. So working in the energy field, finding out where is this energy coming from? Because it can be a culmination of many things, right? But if we could get down to the source, these can become, we can see these as energy blockages that have sort of blocked up the flow of energy. You know, if we think about how acupuncture works, and I don't know if many people know fully on how acupuncture works, but, you know, it really kind of, that acupuncture needle goes in and it helps to open up the flow of the energy flowing through these points in the body. And of course, I can't really speak exactly to acupuncture. That's not my area of expertise, but that's what kind of comes to mind. So we look at that within the energy field. We find out where are these blockages and go and look to see what are they, how, and then really, and sometimes there's a story. The story is a life story that they experienced maybe, you know, again, at some point in this life. But it could also even be a story that they have that they're speaking of that could almost be, you know, of a past life, something that is completely outside of what they experienced in this life. And so the story could be a story of some sort of, you know, very traumatic abuse. You know, there's an example where, you know, this woman had a very difficult time having long-term relationships. And in those long, you know, she'd always have, you know, a boyfriend for, you know, 5 months, if that, you know, and she would just cycle through men. And when she, this is one of the stories that we, you know, just learn throughout our working with each other, and that, you know, she went and saw, you know, the shamanic energy practitioner and said, you know, hey, you know, I can't seem to get past ever finding, you know, this longer-term relationship. I just use men like, you know, like their tissue, like Kleenex type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And so he started working with her and was able to find the energy within her, and she was able to recall this whole story about this traumatic abuse of this young man. And, you know, life is challenging. Life is tough. There's many horrible things that happen to people along the way. But within this story that she was recounting, while he was working on her in the energy field, she was seeing this kind of abuse take place, of this more like a sexual gang kind of rape with this young man, and how horrible it was for her, and how she could identify with not ever being able to trust or not ever being able to feel like she could be within like a long-term relationship with men in this lifetime. And so upon working within that energetic, you know, she and her healer were working together and being able to release that energy and then being able to really heal that wound within her so that she can then start working towards having long-term relationships. So these things will show up in the energetic, and it'll also taint the way we see the world, how we see life, how we see, you know, men, or how men see women, or how we, whatever the scenario is, you know? So it's just these powerful energies that kind of get trapped in there, that we actually have learned these amazing techniques through ancient traditions to release them, heal them, and move on for them, so they no longer hold us back from getting what we really want in life, which is, you know, ultimately some sort of joy and happiness, connection.
So in the situation that you described, Andrea, with the woman that kind of has disposable guys, what was the thing causing her to do that?
So the energetic of that was that, you know, and for each individual, it's going to have a unique, you know, people do things for their reasons, and their reasons only. Like, we can certainly try to find out exactly what they are, but if a person lacks trust, right, like, why would a person do that? So it becomes part of a program, it becomes part of an imprint.
Yep.
Within the energy field, right, which then sort of kind of connects into a pattern, and much like a program and how we operate, but it's also an unconscious way in which we operate. We don't really necessarily know, just like, hey, I'm going through this experience, and, you know, and the emotional information, the mindset and the emotional information that kind of comes through any person experiencing something that is a pattern like this is going to be filled with a lot of different types of information, because the soul is trying to inform them that something needs to shift here. And that's why she went to go see, you know, people to help her. So she went to go see a therapist. The therapist wasn't really able to help her, so she went to go see the shaman. And the shaman was able to help her. And then he even got a call back from the therapist that said, like, you know, a year later or whatnot, after she was seeing the, you know, after she had been working with the shaman, she was now able to enter into, like, or maybe she had entered into a long-term relationship, but she was past that five-month mark, right? So that was success.
Oh, okay. So she was in a
relationship.
So she went past her normal length of relationship.
Right. I think she was in a relationship for a year at that point, right?
Gotcha. Yeah.
And so, you know, that's just the story that came right up. You know, there's many scenarios.
Sure.
About, you know, negative emotions.
We have a question. I want to jump to a question, actually, very short break and come back. As we talk about negative emotions with Andrea Dragonfly, if somebody wants to reach you, how do they do that, Andrea?
Yes, exactly. So I am in the process of putting myself out online. I can be reached at Andrea@dragonflypassages.com. Also, there's dragonflypassages@gmail.com, and my website is getting ready to kind of be up and launched soon.
Gotcha. So. Okay, hang on. We're coming right back with your questions for Andrea.
Celebrating Bubby's 70th birthday.
Eli.
7 months after her birthday. Saying I don't to more postponements, and I do to each other. That life-changing vacation? Just a little later in life. And the taste of some home cooking that's been simmering for months.
Sorry, I think this one's mine.
Oh, my bad.
For all the things that you've been looking forward to getting back to, we've got a plane for that. Visit JetBlue.com for everyday low fares.
Hey, welcome to Everything Outdoors. Can I help you find anything?
Hey, yeah. Can you point us to the camping gear?
Sure, aisle 2.
Snowboarding?
Just bought a new Nissan Pathfinder. It's got intelligent 4x4, and we want to hit the backcountry.
IL-18.
And the boats?
Are you sure you can do all this?
Up to 6,000 pounds towing, we're good to go.
Oh, where's the scuba gear?
Return to rugged in the all-new 2022 Nissan Pathfinder. Available intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions. Towing capability varies by configuration. See Nissan Owner's Manual for proper use.
You don't become a 117-year-old automaker in this country by refusing to change. The Ford Motor Company does not resist, deny, or ignore change. We pledge to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035, to stand for lower greenhouse gas emissions, to stand with Americans and for the planet.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
And we're jumping back in talking about negative emotions with Andrea Dragonfly. And you can find her at dragonflypassages@gmail.com. She's an ancient wisdom energy healer, transitions coach, works with energy, and helps so many people get over what's going on in their lives. And that would be Lisa. New Haven, Connecticut is where she's at. And she reached out to us, instantfeedbacksteve@gmail.com. She says, I can't believe you're talking about someone who can't trust and goes through many relationships. I feel that's me. I'm not proud of it. How do I fix it? And where do I start?
That's a great question. Thank you, Lisa, for asking it. Yes. So definitely looking at, you know, what is happening in my life? What is happening? What do I actually really want for myself? Is it just that I'm not finding the right man? So there's a lot of questions that we have to kind of like look into to see what's happening. But when we begin to look deeper and we start to recognize what our patterns are, what are my patterns? Is this all about me? You know, how am I, responding to these different, you know, people that are coming into my life? It's a great place for us to begin to deepen into, like, looking at how are we in, how are we in our relationships? And what is the center core energy that is kind of possibly influencing how we are being in there? And so that is where we kind of definitely look at the energetic and going in to see. And one of the things is when we work with the energies, you know, and I work with a client, I have a lot of different background of wisdom teachings, but one of the ones that I absolutely love the best because they have such powerful and result in the way that they work is through the shamanic energy healing of the Laika of the Incan peoples of Peru. And so again, this is one of the techniques that I had learned with through the Light Body School from Alberto Villoldo's program. But I've also learned, you know, through the Lakota Sioux and the Navajo, the Dinh, and all sorts of different kinds of ways to work energy. But we all work with the chakra system. And so when we hold this energy, we actually hold it within one of our chakras. And the chakras are these energy centers. And this is a whole other conversation because it's kind of lengthy, and I will get to it whenever talk's coming. But these energy centers will hold the energy in which we are, you know, that is out of balance within our body. And when we do an energy session, I also work with energy stones, energy medicine tools, and the tools will tell us where this energy lives in the body, and then that will also inform us where we actually need to go to navigate the energy field. And so it kind of can dive deep down inside and see, you know, what is the pattern? Where is this coming from? Again, we could talk about, is it this lifetime? Is it a past lifetime experience? And then how do we move and work with that? And a lot of that is really releasing that energy, but also having to, like, kind of go in and be our, you know, I can go in and help release that energy and really work with the client. But, and then once that energy is released, it's really about working with the client to help fill that space within them to be able to bring in that higher healing energy, right? And so sometimes that takes a few different sessions to really move that, to get a person moving in that level. There's also looking at perception and how we see certain things. And so there is another tool that I couple in with energy healing, and this is a coaching tool that I had learned through coaching program that I was in, and it's the 7 levels of perception. And this is something created by Bruce D. Schneider through the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching, also known as IPEC. And it's a beautiful tool, and I love it because it works beautifully on how we can recognize where certain energetics are and how we perceive the scenario. So this is getting back towards, you know, having these negative mindsets and how we experience the world. And so how we see and perceive the world, any kind of given situations, we have these baseline energies. And so we get to learn deeply how these baseline energies live within us to know how, hey, how am I really engaging with the world? Am I living in this more lower energetic space that sees the world, again, as we were talking earlier, as half, you know, where the glass is half empty and life is unfair? Or do I see life as more of an opportunity for my own personal growth? And so we work with these different components. This is where the toolkit comes in. There's many things. And so when we're looking at working with, you know, a person like Lisa had just, you know, mentioned that, hey, this kind of feels like my story, we also bring in a whole different, there's a lot of tools in the toolkit that really allows a person to kind of shift that energy and create new patterns within their field by releasing the old ones and then moving in that direction. And of course, it takes practice and it takes kind of clearing that out so that a person can really begin to say, hey, you know what? Oh my God, I feel like a completely different person now, you know, and I'm experiencing life differently. And these are some of the results that I'm getting where before it didn't follow this, you know, before it was in this other kind of pattern and was keeping me from getting what I want.
You know, you confirmed a couple of things and we're just about out of time, but one of them is you need to get rid of the bad energy to put the good energy in. And also that energy will go where it needs to go, where it should go. Which is very powerful to help people understand how this whole thing all works. And you explain it, which is fantastic. Somebody wants to reach out to you. It starts with just an email.
Yeah, it could be just an email is a perfect way. I do 30-minute free consultations just to kind of get a feel about what the situation is, how I can help, and then we can talk about all the different, you know, different parts and pieces to that and go from there. Also, just to feel if I am like the right person for each person. So that's a big part of just kind of connecting and feeling it out. There are, you know, we all have our people out there. And so would love to have that time with anybody and work to see if we're a great match, a good team together.
Yeah. And I defy anybody who says, oh, I got no problems. Everything's great in my life. Fantastic. I bet that's not the case. I bet there's some things, right?
Exactly. Well, I feel like in order to be human, like I think that's just part of what it is to be human, is we come in with just this series of life. It's the quest. It's the human quest of overcoming all of the obstacles that we're confronted with. And it's the, you know, it's the hero's journey even, right? And so we're all on this amazing journey, given all these crazy twists and turns and loops along the way. And some of them are really hard to overcome. So, yeah.
And we could probably do another podcast or 10 on whether it was meant to be, whether it was meant to be a learning lesson. But once again, Andrea, always great having you on. Thanks for the insight. And yes, everybody, her last name really is Dragonfly. Not kidding. Love it. It's fantastic. Looking forward to getting together sometime again with you.
Okay, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Same here. Be well, everybody. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.